AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It has happened again in Gaza for the second time in 7 months. An Israeli airstrike kills several members of the charity group World Central Kitchen. But this time, the strike was targeted. Here's our Mimi Montgomery.
An airstrike by Israel on a car in the Gaza Strip has killed at least 5 people, according to a senior Palestinian health official. 3 of them are said to be employees of World Central Kitchen. Israeli military says it struck a wanted militant involved in Hamas's October 7 attack.
A previous strike in April killed 7 World Central Kitchen workers, and the charity is again pausing operations in Gaza. The new president of Taiwan arrived in Hawaii for a 2-day trip to the South Pacific. China's criticizing the visit, seeking to block official recognition of the self-rule democracy by the United States. Snowfall in the northeastern U.S. is piling up high as travelers try to start heading home from holiday celebrations. Here's our Julie Walker.
In New York, along Lakes Erie and Ontario, where snowblowers work overtime, there's already a significant band of lake effect snow, says National Weather Service meteorologist Philip Pandolfo.
We have already observed snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour, which is extremely difficult for road crews to properly clean the road.
It will be 15 to 20 degrees below average over parts of the northern plains. I'm Julie Walker.
Canada's prime minister is trying to tamp down tensions over the possibility of higher tariffs for Canadian exports. Justin Trudeau met with Donald Trump Friday in Florida. This was Small Business Saturday, a shopping tradition that follows Black Friday deals. Come Monday, Cyber Monday bargains can be found online, and don't forget about Giving Tuesday. This is AP News. A massive LDS church proposed for Las Vegas.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute, a worldwide push to build lots of big, bright temples for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is meeting pushback.
This is an unprecedented amount of people.
Residents recently packed a meeting of the Las Vegas, Nevada City Council to voice their concerns about plans to build a large new Mormon temple in the area.
They want to build this huge church that totally doesn't fit in the area.
Homeowners like Sue Christensen say they felt trampled when officials approved a temple that will be larger than the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, topped by a golden steeple soaring nearly 200 feet. Regional church leaders like Bud Stoddard say the temples will enhance the area.
This will guarantee a place of quiet, a place of solitude.
Church leaders say another 150 are currently under construction in the biggest building boom in the history of the faith. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.